Jeff Pivar and Inger Jorgensen are part of the flock of talented musicians who found a perch in the Rogue Valley and its surroundings. They seem to pop up frequently in different projects and different bands. They play a show at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass next Friday as part of an outfit called Zepdrix. Jeff Pivar, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning.
And Inger Jorgensen, good to see you as
well. Good morning.
You had to leave a couple of minutes there to warm up your voices. And yeah, between 8 and 9 in the morning is not a prime time for the human voice to be.
A little early, yes.
Yeah, so good to see you guys both here.
You too.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So tell us about, hard to know where to begin. Let's start with you, Jeff. I mean, you've been playing guitar for decades now. How old were you when you started, I often wondered.
You know, I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and that was just a turning point in my life, probably me and, you know, thousands of other musicians. But I started playing air guitar and then thought, yeah, I should probably switch to the real thing.
You moved there faster than some of us.
Yeah, but it's been a few years. I think I've been playing since around 10, and I'm 59 now, so it's a few years.
Okay, almost 5 decades of playing the guitar.
I know.
That is impressive.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, and you have been having fun, haven't you?
I have. Mm-hmm. It's been an amazing opportunity to work with some of my favorite artists.
Who are some of them? I know I saw a picture of you on your website with standing behind Ray Charles.
Yeah, working with Ray. In fact, I just got a phone call. We're going to be doing a Ray Charles tribute reunion at the Hollywood Bowl in August with Philip Bailey, the singer from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And very exciting. I'll be playing with some of the musicians that I was touring with Ray in the 80s. But to answer your question, Joe Cocker, Ricky Lee Jones, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, David Foster, Jefferson Starship, Jazz is Dead, which is a CD I recently released after playing with Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead and learning 70 Grateful Dead songs for that. And then I'm so excited because this summer I'm playing The Wiz with Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
One of the outdoor shows, I noticed. Elizabethan Theater, yeah.
I've been here 12 years living here, you know, with my sweet fiance Inger. And, you know, to get a chance to get involved with Oregon Shakespeare is very exciting for me. They've been going strong since 1935, I believe. And, of course, Inger and I have our house concert series that we do, and we offer concerts to, you know, people who are on our email list. It's called the Stone House Concert Series. So we're so thrilled to be doing music in the Rogue Valley, offering opportunities. Inger has a band called Love Bite. She lets me play in the band from time to time. We're doing the Grape Fair on Sunday, mm-hmm. is it?
Yeah. The Southern Oregon Grape Fair.
Yeah, yeah. We had a call about that already.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So Inger, I guess it's just natural that a couple of good musicians are going to end up meeting each other. Is that an easy answer to the question? How did the two of you meet?
Well, we were introduced by mutual friends who were trying to set us up for a number of years, I guess, unbeknownst to us.
Yeah. Had you resisted?
But, no, not really. It's a long story.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing at the Criterion with David Crosby and their band CPR. And they introduced us, and it was pretty much instant. He moved here about a week later.
Yeah. As soon as the tour was over, I was back.
Yeah, he was back.
So tell us about your own musical history. You've been performing for quite a while yourself.
Yeah, I've had several projects in the Valley, and the most prominent one is Love Bite, and in terms of a larger project. But I've been singing in, you know, choirs and writing music since I was pretty young, and I started in choirs at the age of like 12. And then in this Valley, I don't know, 15 years with Love Bite, and then when Jeff came into the scene, we started writing music together, and us performing with Love Bite together as well, which is great. And we have a couple different projects. One is Bohemian Soul, and then obviously Love Bite has the side project, which is Zepdrix.
Okay, so, lots of projects to talk about, lots of music to hear. We're going to visit more with Inger Jorgensen and Jeff Pivar as part of our First Friday Arts coverage here on the Jefferson Exchange. If you'd still like to call in to get an arts event plugged for your region, 800-838-3760. Back with Inger and Jeff and you in a minute five. 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We are found online at jeffexchange.org. We're on Facebook. You can like us there and get some more regular updates from us via Facebook there. And this is our first Friday Arts segment. We celebrate the arts coming in the month of June and invite you to join us as well. You can call in with events in your region, 800-838-3760 by phone. And we're also visiting with Jeff Pivar and Inger Jorgensen, who it's a little hard to describe them. They have so many arts projects going on, but they've got the Stonehouse House Concerts. They've got Zeptrix. They've got Love Bite. Have I missed anything so far?
Well, there's my visual arts side.
Okay, yeah, I want to talk about that too. Yeah, you are a visual artist as well,
I am,
just a musician.
That's right. I sculpt and I paint, and I have a large studio space that I share with five others in Ashland at the old Ashland Daily Tidings building. We have openings about three times a year, and there's five phenomenal artists who also inhabit that space. And in there I paint and sculpt both, and I've been doing that mostly my whole life.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that actually I've seen some of your visual art at Pascal Winery, which
mentioned because I did a benefit.
And it was mentioned in the piece about the Grape Festival earlier in this hour about the paint out, which I can't imagine you'd be doing the paint out
I'm
and
not.
Performing. Too.
I'm not. Okay. Yeah, not this year. But Gabriel Lipper is doing the paint out. In fact, he's one of the judges, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so he shares a studio with me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the next musical project, which is that Zeptrix a week from today?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So the name itself should say plenty. I think you probably spent some time noodling with phrases to make the 60s really come to life in just one set of syllables. Zeptrix really kind of gets it home, doesn't it?
It was born out of a Halloween performance. We have been, for the last number of years, been holding monthly house concerts, or previously to where we live now, barn concerts. Mm-hmm. We were inhabiting a place that had a gorgeous barn, so we were doing monthly barn concerts. And it ended up being our last concert of that run, and it was on Halloween, and our drummer, Matthew Kremelman, is a huge Zeppelin fan, as we all are.
Sure.
And because it was Halloween, of course, we donned wigs and regalia of, you know, of the period. So the gig came off so swimmingly that we decided
people went crazy.
Yeah, so we decided to do it again at the Ashland Armory. And we decided, well, let's, you know, continue the costume idea. And admittedly, you know, to play Jimi Hendrix for any guitar player, it's not only a daunting thing, there will never be another Hendrix. So the thing that's nice about the costume thing is it gives a little bit of the tongue in cheek, and there's a celebratory unbridled
freedom in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of fun doing that. And
everybody in the audience dresses up too. So
if they want to.
If they want.
Okay. Yeah. They're invited to. And so next Friday, the 10th, where Zeptrix will ride again at the Rogue Theater.
All right,
it is one of our favorite theaters in the Valley. Yeah. It's a great place to play. The sound's amazing, and it has that retro feel already. Mm-hmm. So it'll be great. It'll be great.
Yeah. All right, so you want to give us a sample of what the crowd might hear
at Zeptrix
sure.
next
All
week?
Right. So tell us what you're going to do, and I'll get a video camera cranked up here so we can share it on Facebook.
This is Ramble On. I'm going to stand, though.
Okay, sure. Yeah, go ahead and get
I was
the
tuned for another tune.
Okay.
But we're good.
Just a little disclaimer, like 8:30 in the morning, Zeppelin.
It's almost 8:40, Inger.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go.
It's called Ramble On?
Yes.
All right.
Leaves are falling all around. It's time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged for such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. Now I smell the rain, with it pain, and it's headed my way. Oh, so
sometimes I grow so tired. But I know I got one thing I gotta do. I'm alone. Now's the time. The time is now to sing my song. I'm going round the world. I'm gonna find my girl on my way. I've been this way 10 years. Time for spreading roots. The time has come to be gone. And though our health we drank 1,000 times, it's time to ramble on. My freedom I hold dear. Like years ago, days of old, when magic filled the air. It was in the darkest depths of Mordor I met a girl so fair. Gollum, crept up and slipped away with her, yeah. Ain't nothing I can do now. I guess I'll keep on reveling. I'm gonna
Led Zeppelin song.
An acoustic version.
An acoustic version, as played by Jeff Pivar and Ingrid Jorgensen here in the studio. Wow. You guys can bring some energy before 9 o'clock in the morning.
You do what you got to do, Jeff.
It's not easy, okay?
Somebody got to do it.
Yeah. Jobs are tough.
Congratulations, Ingrid. I have never known what the words to that song were.
Yes.
Until now.
The deepest depths of Mordor, okay?
even the chorus I had never heard before.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
It just sounded kind of high. I mean, that's the thing with Jimmy Page, but it must offer some advantages that Robert Plant can sing so high.
Yeah, well,
into a range that's probably more comfortable for most women.
It's not comfortable,
really?
Actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do it, but it's some of the hardest music I've ever sang.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, though, Ingrid does such a great job. Not only, we're trying to tip the hat to the essence of what Led Zeppelin gave us, right?
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful to see a beautiful woman take on this music and give it a feminine touch while also kind of bringing out that rock goddess thing.
She's
a great performer.
The costumes allow that a little bit, you know? It's like... Yeah. You just, like I said, you have a little more freedom to kind of just go for it. And singing Zeppelin with a band behind you is much easier, too.
I was going to say,
you can really push.
When you got echoey and reverby guitars and all that stuff.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
So challenge is certainly for the guitar player here, too, because Jimmy Page, another unique guitarist. I mean, there's a style that he's got all his own. When you hear Jimmy Page, it's like, that is Jimmy Page. And the way that he uses melody and finds, I remember hearing a discussion once about he and the bass player, John Paul Jones.
Yeah.
I found a scale, he said, for one of his songs.
Oh, yeah.
He basically invented the song and then had to figure out how to play it first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were innovators. And the thing that's so beautiful about them, because it will never again be repeated, what they brought to rock music, the combination of these incredible licks and riffs. And Jimmy Page is such a soul man. He's a, you know, it comes from R&B music and... you know, it was such an interesting time, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, you know, everything was happening. It was total open slate. And also the music business was so fresh then. So people who were excited about creating a new sound and the next sound, it was an open field for them. So music was excited before it turned into this formula thing. And so so Jimmy Page's guitar playing and then Robert Plant's vocal stylings, which, you know, he set the bar, you know, for a type of music and a type of, you know, rock god lead singer. There'll never be another one like him.
Yeah.
I'm struck sometimes by the kind of open field you're talking about in the 60s. Yeah. The way that you could have Jimi Hendrix already doing what he was doing, and you still had Badfinger, for example, not yet named Badfinger, still appearing in matched suits.
Nice.
Doing pop stuff at the same time. So all this collision of things going on at the same time. What a
and then the Temptations, and then, you know, all the stylistics, and, you know, Jimmy and Johnny Cash, you know, all on the same radio station. Imagine that.
Right.
You know?
So does the Zeptrix show hew to just a Hendrix Zeppelin line, or is there a pretty broad catalog of stuff you bring in from 60s and 70s?
No.
Oh, no, it's all Zeppelin. We do one set of Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. We do one longer set of Zeppelin and then one shorter set of Hendrix, and then we come back out with some more Zeppelin, and that's it. And, you know, we feel this music. Like, it's not just, I mean, we take it very seriously. We jump around. We have a lot of fun at the same time. But the music is very important to us. We all really feel it, and it's some of the most intense music that any of us, I think, have ever performed, because there's a depth to it that is, once you start performing and playing it, it really hits you, you know? And I mean, I've had moments on stage where I just was brought to tears.
One of the best compliments I received was a young man came up to me and he said, you know, I never had a chance to see Zeppelin and Hendrix, but I went to your show and I closed my eyes and I was there. What a beautiful thing.
That's a compliment.
You know, we dissect the music. I mean, we really take it very seriously. And it's, again, there'll never be another Jimmy Page. There'll never be another Hendrix. What I try to do is tip the hat. I learn the solos. And then, you know, I take some freedoms. And I have a styling of my own. So it's like, it's an amalgamation of all that. But I'm a self-taught musician. So I never had any lessons. All my lessons were listening to these records and all these other records, the Beatle records and blah, blah, blah. So anything that I was interested in, I would sit down and I would take the needle on the record player and
don't you miss that?
And all those records are unlistenable now because I would pull them off.
Them up,
And Jeff does a pretty good job with this music.
Let me tell you.
Have a good time.
Do you have something else a little milder that, that you want to do before
this,
we...
This is an original song.
Okay.
It's called Groove Sensation, and it's about music, so we thought it was appropriate.
Groove Sensation from Jeff Pivar and Inger Jorgensen here on First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange.
And for all you music students, I do a G tuning with a low drop C on the bottom, so it takes me a second, and so I'll shut up now.
Of music when it drips from the air, it runs between my fingers into the roots of my hair. When my soul moves in the beat, the fire of life burns inside like the ocean and its taunting song. Music moves me with the tides. I want to live in music, breathe in music, know the good vibration. Like dark chocolate, deep red wine, I taste the groove sensation. Live in music, breathe in music, know the good vibration. Yes, like dark chocolate and deep red wine, I taste the groove sensation. Music weaves an invisible web through every fiber of my being. It takes me places I wanna go. It's closing in and freeing. If you know music, it's like my love. It moves you far away. I get the groove, I'm riding high like a child in play. I want to live in music, breathe in music, know the good vibration. Like dark chocolate and deep red wine, I taste the groove sensation. Live in music, breathe in music, know the good vibration. Like dark chocolate and deep red wine, I taste the groove sensation. Dance with me, I'll take you higher. Let music be the guide. If you want to groove with me, join the choir. Don't you hide inside. I love the taste of music when it drips from the air. It runs between my fingers and into the roots of my. Live in music, breathe in music, know the good vibration. Like dark chocolate and deep red wine, I taste the groove sensation. Live in music, breathe in music, know the good vibration, yes. Like dark chocolate and deep red wine, taste the groove sensation.
The song is called Groove Sensation. The performers are Inger Jorgensen on vocals, Jeff Pivar on guitar. They'll be performing as Zeptrix a week from today at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass. This is part of our First Friday Arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. Well, that was shocking. I had not realized that you were self-taught, Jeff Pivar.
Oh. Well, you know, you do what you got to do. I mean, back in those days, you know, there wasn't YouTube. And
right.
And even internet, you know, this is just around electricity.
Right. We just got past that point. Yeah, you remember the introduction of cassette tapes along with me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you had to kind of take matters in your own hands. There was a kid down the street who showed me Please Please Me by the Beatles and Well Respected Man by the Kinks. Those were my two first songs. And from there, I just took it on my own, you know, listening to records and just figuring stuff out. And, you know, when it comes down to it, there's only 12 notes, so it's got to be one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, but in so many combinations.
That's right. In every combination.
Inger, how much training did you have along the way to a music career?
I've been studying with vocal trainers for many years. So I have a couple of different people that I've worked with actually here in Southern Oregon. One is Bob Miner and a dear, dear friend as well. And one is Claire Yarrington, who lives in California. And so I pretty much am self-taught too. I learned in choirs and things, but I don't necessarily play instruments except for percussion a little bit. But but I sing and obviously, and have studied vocal techniques and all of that for many years.
The other band, one of the other bands you're involved with, Love Bite. Tell us a bit about the offerings from there.
Yeah, we do funk, R&B, a little bit of rock, and it was born out of a meeting between myself and our bass player Jacob Ackerman, and Jacob and I and our friend Shannon Harris, who moved away, decided to start this funk band. So that was sort of how it was born. And then from there, and we met Matthew Kremelman, who's the Blue Man drummer. He was a veteran Blue Man drummer for 10 years in New York and Vegas, and kind of it all just gelled. And then we brought Jeff in.
And Paul Turnipseed on guitar, who's now, an amazing musician. And we've been writing for that band. We have a couple new songs.
Cause yes, we do.
It started off, you know, as kind of a tribute to this San Francisco funk parliament and all that stuff. Just fun dance music. And so we've been doing it a few years now. And so
it's been four and a half, I think.
Yeah, we're starting to write music for that project, which is really fun.
Yep, so we have a lot of original songs coming. It's exciting. It's very
exciting.
But
these performances at our Stone House, New Bohemia
Productions.
@gmail.com
He doesn't remember.
The vice president.
What is our company name?
It's too early.
New Bohemia Productions.
It's a little bit more of my job. It's true.
Poor job.
We also have, I just wanted to mention, we have a couple of performances. We have the Southern Oregon Grape Fair, like we said before, which I'm very excited about. That's on Sunday. And we're performing. Love Bite is also backing up our friend Brett Levick.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be Brett Levick in the afternoon and a few bands before.
2:45, right?
Brothers Reed and TC and the Reactions. And then Brett Levick, we're backing up Cornflower, and then Love Bite. So I think we play our set around 3:45. Mm-hmm. So come on out for that. But also the Children's Advocacy Center benefit on June 12th after Zeptrix out at Valley View Winery with Love Bite.
Busy month for you guys. Yeah. And thanks for mentioning my neighbors, Brett Levick and Cornflower.
Yes, of course, your neighbors. That's right. We heard that.
They're both incredible. Incredible musicians.
Well, it's great to have you two in here, too. You're something of the royalty of Rogue Valley musicians. Ingrid Jorgensen and Jeff Pivar performing as Zeptrix a week from today at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass. Is that a 7 o'clock show, 8 o'clock show?
8 o'clock
show.
Bring your rock regalia if you want to.
Ready for Zeptrix.
They do serve alcohol out there. Yeah. People always ask. Yeah. And the first few rows will be cleared for dancing. So don't worry. You won't have to sit.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us on First Friday Arts here at the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
And thanks for getting up this early in the morning to
bring us. Yeah, thanks.